Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We are highlighting opportunities in Tucson to get involved with nonprofits that are making a difference in our community. If you are just tuning in for the first time, we've got a really good show today. I'm really excited to have you here. We have Tucson Meet Yourself, and we've got our volunteer coordinator, Nelda Ruiz, and the volunteer coordinator, did I say coordinator twice? Director was Nelda, and coordinator is Annie Holub. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to start by just saying I am really excited about Tucson Meet Yourself and the event that's coming up. And it's something that I remember when I was in college going out and attending for the first time. And it was just so cool to be able to go and see new things and experience things that I had never, you know, been able to see before, different cultures. And it's actually, you know, for me personally, I have enjoyed so much being able to travel the world and visit all these different countries. And part of it is because of the culture, seeing how someone else is living life and seeing what, you know, what's different for them has just been so cool. And it really impacts you in a very personal way. So I just wanted to start out with that, just to say, you know, that I'm really excited and that the event will be really good. So if you don't know about it, you guys are in for a treat. Can you tell us just a little bit about the event itself, the main details, you know, when it is and where it is?
Yes, of course, Danielle. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. So Tucson Meet Yourself is an annual folklife festival. We're actually celebrating our 50th Tucson Meet Yourself this year. It started back in 1974 with the intention to bring the communities that were out in the margins into civic space, to uplift, to respect, to recognize their cultures, their traditional art forms, their traditional food ways. And each year it's evolved into something bigger, greater, and so special. And in 2023, we're celebrating our 50th, and it's happened in the same location for the last 50 years, down in Jacome Plaza. That's right in front of the Joel Valdez Main Library downtown. We literally close the streets of downtown, church, a little bit of Stone, and Pendleton. And we're literally, those are our festival grounds, starting on Friday at 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then Sunday 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. But we start setting up on Tuesday of that week. It's so beautiful to witness because, as we know, downtown is bustling, it's busy, it's moving, it's fast. People are always up and down at all hours. And it's on starting on Tuesday evening, the streets start to close down and we start to set up. And from one day to the next, all this incredible infrastructure is set up for people to come out, to be celebrated, to share their culture with other folks here in the region. And on Sunday night, starting at 7 p.m., we break down, literally break down everything. And Monday morning, business as usual.
Yeah, you know, I actually, when I was in college, you know, I mentioned that I had gone for the first time. A group of my friends, we actually went down and we volunteered to help get everything set up for a couple days. And because of our volunteering and some of our connections, I don't know if we were special at the time, but we ended up getting to try some of the different vendors that had set stuff up. You know, we got to try some of the food before they opened. And I mean, it was so cool to be able to witness not just having it go from nothing to put together, but all the people that came out and took part and all the people that were excited to get together and to do this. And, you know, it feels like it doesn't make a huge difference when you're just putting a tent together, but it does.
It's huge. It is huge. Our volunteers are our literal bloodline for producing a three-day cultural festival. We would not be able to do it with our volunteers. And throughout the 3 days of the festival, we get about 150,000 attendees.
Wow.
And to be able to not only set up the infrastructure, but actually just have the day run smoothly with day-to-day operations, granted only 3 days, mm-hmm. We need about 600 to 700 volunteers, depending what features we have that year. But this year we're shooting for 600 volunteers and we're still a few hundred short. So yes, please, for those who would love to help out, it's such a beautiful way to meet your community, to meet other people. But most importantly, what I hear a lot from volunteers is that the exposure that they get to different cultures, the music, the food, the art. I've been doing this role for 5 years, and I'll tell you the best thing about doing anything in the volunteer world in TMY is the feedback you hear from volunteers coming to check out. Everybody is so grateful, so happy, so open to just absorbing the beauty of different cultures, of people who call this region home. And it's such a beautiful experience. And each volunteer gets a food voucher after their shift to be able to enjoy the plethora of the delicious foods that we have.
Yeah, I absolutely love being able to see how authentically people can come together and experience something that, you know, sometimes you'd have to travel to another country to experience that kind of a cultural, just, I mean, everything, the food, the art, the music, I mean, all of it, to be able to experience that right in our city is so cool. You know, it doesn't cost the hundreds of dollars to get a plane ticket and hotel, thousands probably at this point in life. But, you know, just to be able to experience that right here in our home and to know that our city is made up of so many different cultures. I mean, I think it's such an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's really amazing. A lot of people have no idea until they come to the festival how many different cultures are represented in our community. And so it's just great to see that, you know, there are people from all over the world who live here and who are willing to share their culture.
So I know that I did not prep you with this question, so sorry. Do you know how many different cultures are represented, or how many different, you know, as far as the food and the music, you know, how many different things you can experience?
Yeah, it varies from year to year, but this year we're expecting over 100 different cultures represented.
Wow.
We're going to have over 50 different food vendors. Our folk artists are about in the 40 to 60 range, 40 to 60 artists.
Wow.
And then we have our community matters section. And those are, we give priority to social clubs, clubs in the community, nonprofits, before we open it up to businesses. Usually businesses come in with a sponsorship because we do give priority to our nonprofit community. But our community matters section is also really big. There's over 40 different groups represented. So it's a busy, jam-packed weekend.
Wow. And, you know, I know some of the booths are there and they stay there for the whole weekend. And then some of them, you know, like the artists that come in, do they play every day, or do they each get a time slot? How does that work?
Yeah, they each get a time slot. You can find on our website a schedule of performances that's broken down not only by day, but by stage, because we have three stages in our festival grounds. So there's performances going on literally at every hour of the day in each of the stages. So you can check out the schedule on our website and see there's so many different cultures represented in the performance schedule. It's so beautiful to see. We have everything from bagpipes to square dancing to mariachi performance, just so many different things.
And that is so cool.
I have to say that the stage assistant is one of the volunteer positions that we desperately need. So you can sign up for that and you get to actually hang out backstage, help the artists when they're performing, see the performances. That would be a really awesome thing to do if you're really interested in the performances that are happening. That is a big need that we have.
Yeah.
And is that something that you'd have to have prior experience working with a stage, or someone can just walk in and learn what they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, people who know what they're doing in terms of the sound equipment. This is just helping out, like helping people carry stuff on the stage and carry it off and,
awesome.
You know, being there to help the, you know, sound crew and that kind of thing. So yeah, no prior experience is needed. Just a desire to help and be present in that space.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want your energy. We want your enthusiasm.
Yes. And there's so many different positions depending on what people's interests are. So for folks who like hands-on, stage, fast-paced moving, the stage assistance is a really nice position. There's also another position with our ice trailer. So our food vendors, if you think about those 40-plus food vendors that are going to be vending food all day for 3 days, need to keep their food cold.
Yeah.
So many have fridges, refrigerators on site. but all of them need ice. So we have volunteer positions for people to be in the ice truck to help sell bags of ice to the food vendors. And that's also, it's more, not so much you get to walk around the festival grounds, you're like anchored in a place, but it's cool, it's quiet. Mm-hmm. And you don't get so much face-to-face interaction if the festival grounds is a little too overwhelming, because it is so packed, right? I just mentioned that we expect 150,000 attendees.
Yeah.
So it's always clustered with people in a good way.
In a good way. So with the artists that are coming in, are they all local?
The majority are local. We have some groups that come from Northern Mexico. So we're representing the region.
Okay. So the ones that are local, for the ones that aren't local too, is there opportunity then to get to know those artists more, you know, their website and stuff? Is that information all easily accessible so that when you find a really cool artist that you love, you know how to support them and help them out?
Yes, it is. All our website is so undervalued. It's such a great resource. You can find not only the schedule of performances, but the food vendors in case you eat something really, really yummy and you want to follow their truck, you know, on Friday nights where they're posting over the city. But in our performances, we also have links to their pages and their social media accounts. So the website, TucsonMeetYourself.org is the best place to find all the information that's needed.
I love that. And it's so cool, you know, and in something like this, when you get to experience all of these new cultures and you get to hear new artists for the first time, to be able to follow them and know when you can go and hear them again and support them. Because, of course, you know, a lot of them are doing this because it's what they love. And so to be able to support them in that, I think, is a very, very cool thing. Well, we will be right back. We've got a commercial break. You are listening to Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson, and we are talking with Nelda and Annie from Tucson Meet Yourself. It's going to be a really cool event, and we've got lots more information when we come back. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Thank you for being here with us. We are talking with the volunteer director, Nelda Ruiz, and volunteer coordinator Annie Hullab from Tucson Meet Yourself. And if you missed the first segment, you know, we've talked a lot about how Tucson Meet Yourself is just providing so many cool opportunities for the people who are attending to experience new things, to really appreciate all of the different cultures that are here in Tucson and really in this whole region. And also for the people who are coming, the performers, the vendors, it is just an amazing opportunity. And it really is such a positive event in this community. And, you know, I hear people all the time talking about how they tried some new food or they heard this new artist. And, well, where did you try the food, or where did you hear them? Tucson Meet Yourself. And, you know, people talk about it so much because it really makes such a big impact in our community. And it really is just such a cool opportunity. For someone who wants to make sure and get that on the calendar right now, what are the dates for this year's Tucson Meet Yourself?
So it's October 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it'll be downtown at Hakame Plaza, also into the kind of courthouse complex. It's a beautiful building that has just recently been renovated. So if you haven't seen it, it's amazing.
And it's almost all day, right?
Starting
at what time in the morning and until evening?
11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we wrap a little earlier on Sunday, but 6 p.m. around 5:30 is when vendors start selling out. Actually, they start selling out.
Yeah.
But they tend to bring their surplus to the volunteer headquarters. So if you're volunteering on Sunday night, you'll definitely get
a little bit
extra of food. But yes, those are our hours, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 6 on Sunday.
And attending the event is free.
Yep.
So I mean, it's difficult to put on such a huge show and make it free.
Yes.
So that in itself is a really, really cool thing that everyone can come and experience this regardless of, you know, what you can afford, because it's free. It's there. It's accessible. So that's awesome.
Exactly. Yes. The intention from back in 1974 when our founder, Dr. Big Jim Griffith, and his wife Loma started the festival was to keep it accessible. And we're here 50 years later and the festival is still free, and that's so important to us. And we don't make Tucson Meet Yourself. The organization doesn't make a profit out of producing Tucson Meet Yourself. The only way that we're able to get any money back is through our sales of soda. So we have about 6 beverage booths on the grounds, and they sell only canned beverages, only canned sodas. We used to sell plastic water bottles, but we got rid of them 2 years ago, and now we have big water monsters for free water. So awesome. Make sure you bring your water bottles so you can refill at one of the many water monster stations. And then donations. We have several volunteers. That's another position that's available. People can volunteer for our donation collections team, and they are placed in the stages collecting donations throughout the day. And that's the only way that we're able to make a small fraction of what it costs to produce TMY.
And so there are opportunities to make a donation at the event itself. So make sure you bring a little extra to throw into those collections. And then also, if someone wants to give ahead of the event, there's an opportunity to do that. What is the website if they want to make donations?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking, Danielle. It's TucsonMeetYourself.org, and you can find the donate button right at the top. Or if you can't find it at the top, scroll all the way to the bottom. There's in 2 places, and you can donate there.
And speaking of the website, there are also opportunities for volunteering, as we've mentioned. And if you are interested in being a volunteer, then you would go to that same website as well.
Exactly. The website to look at all available shifts and to register for shifts is TucsonMeetYourself.org. What is this? The slash?
Slash, yeah.
The slash, slash dash forward slash. It's TucsonMeetYourself.org/volunteer.
Okay. And the shifts are, I mean, there's a lot of different shifts you can sign up for, a lot of different positions. What does a typical shift look like?
So it really depends on the job. And if you go to that site, you'll see that all of the different positions are there. And then underneath each position are all the different shifts across the 3 days of the festival. So we have things like the beverage distribution team, which stocks the beverage booth with the sodas, so that you're just loading in the sodas. When they run out of Sprite, you get the more Sprite. There's the grounds team. That one, we need a lot of people, and you just get to wander around the festival in your assigned area and pick up trash, make sure that everything's running clearly and calmly. There is the merchandise assistant, where you're selling t-shirts for the festival. We always have really cool t-shirts. That's one thing you get if you're a volunteer. You get a free t-shirt.
Yes.
And they're always really cool. And then there's, what else is there? There's, the setup. We need a lot of people to help us set up the festival. That's one of the biggest needs. And most shifts are about 4.5 hours. There's always an overlap between shifts so that when the new people are coming on, they can check in with people who are just leaving, kind of find out what's going on, what are the needs. For every shift, like we said, you get a food voucher, and those food vouchers go really far. You can actually get a decent amount of food.
Yes.
With that food voucher for your time. So.
And the age requirement for volunteering, if someone wants to come on their own, there are opportunities for teenagers. What is that
Absolutely.
Age requirement?
So if you're 17 and under, then you need to get a parent waiver. And when you register, there's a way that you can have your parent sign the waiver on the registration form, or you can have your parent come with you when they drop you off and they can sign a waiver. We absolutely love having high school students, middle school students. The minimum age is 13 to volunteer by yourself. I am a high school teacher. I taught at City High School downtown for 10 years, and we always had high school students volunteering at the festival because the festival is like right in our, literally in our front yard. so we just like walk out and get food, and also all the students, yes. It's over fall break. It's over to USD's fall break, and I think Sunnyside's fall break too. A lot of the school district's fall break is that week. So high school students, if you're bored, mm-hmm. or parents, you mm-hmm. need something for your kids to do, have them come help us set up.
Yes.
Well, and you can add it to your resume.
Exactly.
You can.
That's something I always used to tell. I taught high school for a few years, and that's something I would tell them is get out there and volunteer and meet new people and make some connections. And at the same time, you're working on your own personal work ethic. You're, you know, getting used to being somewhere, being responsible for being somewhere and taking care of a a job that's your own job for that period of time, it's a really good way to practice those skills in preparation of getting your own job.
Yes, that's so real. And then also, the most important thing also is the connections that are made, mm-hmm. the people that you meet. You never know when you're going to need those skills or a letter of recommendation written by some incredible person, professor that you meet while you're volunteering. Yeah. And we also provide letters. So a lot of the students who come volunteer require confirmation letters that they worked, you know, certain particular shift and how many hours they volunteered. So we provide those letters for anybody who needs it.
That's awesome. And, you know, we talked about an opportunity to volunteer being picking up trash. That's something that is a very simple job and that a family could sign up together to take over a little area and clean up trash. That is, I mean, as a mom, I'm going to say one thing that I really don't think that is, it's missing from our city in general, just from the world, is opportunities to volunteer as a family. It's so hard to find something that you can do as a family, that it's okay to do as a family, and that's teaching your kids the importance of giving back in the community, taking care of other people, taking care of our city, and picking up trash seems like a no-brainer. If you're a family, go do it together.
Yes, yeah. It's huge. It's huge and it's so fun.
Yeah, we do have some families that have signed up to do grounds crew and some other positions where the whole family is planning on being there together. So,
We've said already, you guys mentioned that you have a few hundred volunteers, 200-300 already, and that you need about 300-400 more volunteers.
It's always good to add a little extra cushion, you know? So yes, let's shoot for 400. No, we need about 200-300 right now, but it's always good to add an extra cushion, even if it's 100 more, because we always get no-shows for whatever reason. A car breaks down or somebody gets sick and they can't show up, so it's always good to leave that extra cushion. So let's shoot for 400.
So there are lots and lots of opportunities to volunteer. There are all kinds of different things you can do together. It's a super cool opportunity, and I mean, I really am going to push the idea of families volunteering together.
Nice.
Because that is, I mean, that's where my heart's at. I want those kids to learn to give back to their community and to be part of something like this.
That's amazing, Danielle. And also, it's so good for them to learn that TMY, a convening and gathering like Tucson Meet Yourself, is more than entertainment. Yeah. It's a platform that empowers and facilitates community inclusion and community prosperity. Yeah. Like in those 3 days, our local economy gets $100 million direct cash put back into the pockets of minority and economic vulnerable communities in Tucson.
That in itself is a huge community impact. I mean, just thinking about all the people that are going to benefit from this, it's just, I mean, if you aren't planning to go yet, get it on your calendar. That was October
13th through the 15th.
13th through the 15th.
Yes. And we also give priority. So those food vendors, we give priority to those that belong, and I'm doing air quotations, to the informal food economy, like those that don't have a brick and mortar business, to give them an economic development opportunity to do a little pilot, see how it goes for those 3 days that you're constantly selling. And a lot of social clubs and nonprofits who sell food, use TMY as their yearly fundraiser. There's some organizations who make up to $15,000 in just selling food those 3 days. So it's a huge economic impact for a lot of these social clubs and nonprofits here in town.
That is so cool. Thank you guys so much for being here with me. Can we give one more time the website and the dates for anyone who wants to come or volunteer?
Yeah, so it's TucsonMeetYourself.org. And if you want to volunteer, you just add a slash and volunteer onto that URL. It's October 13th, 14th, and 15th in downtown Tucson.
And the dates to start setting up, I think you said Tuesday.
Yeah. October 10th. Yes, please.
Okay, so starting on October 10th, there are volunteer opportunities. There are opportunities to get together and do that as a family. There are opportunities to donate both at the event itself and on the website. There are going to be, I think you said, over 100 different cultures that are represented. It is going to be a really, really cool event. So make sure you get that on the calendar again in October. Visit the website TucsonMeetYourself.org, and you can always learn more as well at Center Stage Tucson. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for joining us.